Welcome to the Babel of a brand new semester. We are glad to be here with all of you.
Back to today's topic now, Tina. Do you know what's the grandest event happening last month in the film world?
Sure, it's the annual Oscar Academy Awards. I think a particular actor occupies everyone's social media account. It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Definitely. He finally, eventually, ultimately won the Little Gold Man.
So today, we are going to look back into his long path to an Oscar.
The first nomination of Best Supporting Actor for Leonardo DiCaprio dated back to 1993, when he was only 19 years old. The film is called What's Eating Gilbert Grape. The film follows 24-year-old Gilbert, a grocery store clerk caring for his morbidly obese mother and disabled younger brother in a Midwestern town. Leonardo acted the mentally disabled little brother for the under 20-year-old Leonardo. A nomination for Oscar is already a big accomplishment. The whole filming industry saw the potential in this young and handsome man.
The second chance came 12 years later in 2005. After the legendary Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio had a slump in his career. Whatever character he portrays, the shadow of Jack never left people's minds. Even there was a time people thought he was a flash in the pan and will never go on to achieve more. Nevertheless, he made a successful comeback with The Aviator.
It's a big biopic depicting the early years of legendary director and aviator Howard Hughes' career from the late 1920s to the mid-1940s. This film won 11 nominations, and it's also the first Golden Globe Award for Leonardo. However, that year's award goes to Jamie Foxx, portraying a master blind mind also. Jamie Foxx is one of only a handful of African-American best actors in history.
In 2007, Leonardo was nominated for the Blood Diamond. The film was set during a time of civil war. It depicts a country torn apart by the struggle between government loyalists and insurgent forces. It also portrays many of the atrocities of that war, including the rebels of people's hands to discourage them from voting in upcoming elections.
The film received mixed but generally favorable reviews, with praise directed mainly to the performance of DiCaprio. In this film, Leonardo has grown into a mature 31-year-old instead of a good-looking boy. Unfortunately, he met several competent nominees, including Will Smith and Forrest Whitaker.
After he missed the Oscar for Statley 3 times, Leonardo DiCaprio tried many different characters like neuropathy, homosexuality, and paranoia. He is searching for a self-identity to find out where his true passion really lies. Another 7 years later, in 2014, he came back with The Wolf of Wall Street. In this film, Leonardo made many R-rated performances, including but not limited to talking trash, drug, and sex. But still, he failed.
The movie Revenant is inspired by true events happened. The whole selling point is about bloodlust and survival, and of course, Leonardo DiCaprio. The story is simple. The main character played by Leonardo is named Glass. He married a local Pawnee girl, and in spite of his color of skin, he blended in the Indian community real quickly. Then the white people invaded their home and killed his wife. So he killed the captain who took his wife's life, and from that moment on, hatred was planted deep within his heart and started growing. What happened next is even more tragic. He became this very vengeful person. Revenge became his only purpose to live. But at the end, when he finally had the chance to kill his enemy, something hit him. He realized revenge is in God's hands, not his. I think that is his wife's love. buried in his brain, shouting out to save Glass from this moment. The movie has some very brutal and disturbing scenes, but you still can see the hope in all of this. Glass had his wife, and when he was injured, the Indian helped him. The leader in the hunter's group promised to save Glass and bravely challenged the enemy in his face. Although everything seems to be going under, and the cruelty of the animals and Mother Nature is all very obvious, but I can see one light from all the darkness, religion. People's belief in certain people or God became the beacon of their journey. Many moments revealed this to us. When the enemy's leader tells his people not to jot their road upon, because God will guide them. When Glass died, Wife always magically appears in his head and whispers to him, telling him to keep fighting. This is what made him start the revenge and give up the killing. In the end, Glass eventually found his inner peace and moved on.
This movie finally got Leonardo his first Oscar that he has been longing for decades. When he was first nominated, he was only 19 years old. Frankly, I don't think that it is too late for him. I'm not saying that all his previous films are not good. I personally think that some of his old films are actually better than this one. But every time he was nominated, there's always someone that is really better than him that year. He acted well, but somebody else just always literally poured out their hearts and minds in their films. When he was nominated in 2014, it was his fourth time as a nominee, and still he failed. The video of him applauding for someone else and the tears behind his eyes went very popular online lately. So we're not professional movie critics, but we'd like to say that he's a hardworking actor. Yes, he sometimes fools around with models or other people in a way that makes the public think of him otherwise, but this is just his life. He worked hard, and he has a right to choose the life he leads. So let's all applaud for Leonardo DiCaprio for his courage and his commitment to films, and trust in ourselves that no matter how many times we tried and how hard we failed, there's still hope as long as we keep going. At last, we'd like to leave you with a song from Bruno Mars, Never Say You Can't.
When I was just a little boy, barely strong enough to stand, I could always count on him. Oh, he taught me everything I know, and till this day it shows, he was more than just a friend. There were so many times I would doubt myself, if my father didn't tell me to never say I can't. He'd carry me and never let me fall. Oh, and the only thing he asked right before he passed is to never say you can't. Oh, never say you can't. Rain begins to fall, and you're out there on your own, and you can't see a thing. No, no, no. Just find a voice that understands. For me, it was my old man, taught me to say the words I can't. Oh, there was so many times but his words were always there to help. Before he passed, is to never say.